Right now, we're going to go back to WUFT's Dolores Hinckley, who is in Panama City. She's been embedded up there in the Emergency Operations Center. And Dolores, you've had some discussions this morning with officials. What is the game plan in Panama City this morning?
Good morning, Forrest. Yes, I'm here in Panama City. We've been here overnight. It's just preparations, hunkering down. We're looking at tropical force storm winds coming up soon. I'm actually here with Bay County Commissioner Griff Griffiths. Thank you so much for being here with us. I know your teams have been working through the night. Tell us what's next. What should people be doing right now?
We're asking residents, if they haven't left, to just shelter in place, to hunker down. It's going to be a long day, a stormy day. But right now, if you haven't left, it's time to just make preparations at your own home and stay put for the day.
So even though bridges may or may not be open, people need to stay put.
Yeah, absolutely. We're getting ready to have sustained tropical force winds that will be with us through the duration of the day and into the evening. So it's time for people to stay at their house, get into a safe place in their home, and just stay put.
And we keep hearing that this is unprecedented for Bay County and the Panhandle, this Category 4 coming, you know, straight for us here. What do you expect to see outside when those orders to hunker down are lifted and people can finally go outside?
Yeah, the only recent experience we have was 23 years ago with Hurricane Opal, and that was a borderline Category 3, and it did quite a bit of devastation in the community. So we're expecting quite a bit of damage, and assessments will happen just as soon as we're able to get out on the streets and as quick as we can get people back to their homes and properties to secure those properties.
You know, and earlier I was hearing some disappointment from officials who said that they didn't see the amount of people evacuating that they wished to across those bridges and getting out of Bay County and Panama City. Do we have any kind of evacuation numbers?
I think we're based on the evacuation zones. It was around 120,000 people that were in those zones. And I think we've estimated somewhere about 50% of those people have evacuated. So there is still quite a bit of people in Bay County. And we are definitely concerned. We wish they would have heeded that advice. But for those who have chosen to stay, this is where it's serious and they need to get ready for a long day and a very stormy day.
Thank you very much, Commissioner. Any last thoughts?
No, we just ask people to be safe, stay off the roads, and like I said, shelter in place.
Thanks so much. I'll let you get back to work. That was Bay County Commissioner Griff Griffiths. Forrest, we're here for the foreseeable future. It's lockdown mode here as the worst is set to come.